Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call of R R Kabel Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. A short disclaimer before we begin the call: this call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon the company's beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. These statements are not guaranteed for the future performance and involve unforeseeable risks and uncertainties. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shri Gopal Kabra, Managing Director of R R Kabel Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Hello everyone, and good afternoon. On behalf of R R Kabel Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to all the participants on our Q4 and FY24 financial results discussion call. On this call, I have with me our CFO, Mr. Rajesh Jain. We are pleased to announce that FY24 has been our most successful year yet, with record highs in revenue, operating EBITDA, and PAT fueled by robust volume growth. Our strong performance across all metrics has solidified our position as the leading player in the consumer electrical market and propelled us to become the fourth-largest wire and cable company in India, up from fifth. Looking ahead, we see substantial opportunities for growth in wire and cable segment through capacity expansion, new product launches, and optimized product mixes, which will drive further margin expansions. Additionally, our strategic entry into the fast-moving electrical goods (FMEG) sectors, leveraging both organic and inorganic growth, has significantly expanded our FMEG portfolio, now contributing 12% to our revenue. We are confident that these initiatives will ensure a more favorable future for our company. With this, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh Jain to take this call further.
Thank you, Shri Gopal Ji. Today, the Indian real estate sector stands at a pivotal juncture as India progresses towards becoming a developed economy. With its strong multiplier effect and robust demand for both housing and commercial space, this sector is poised to significantly boost GDP growth. Consequently, this will greatly benefit the Indian electrical industry, which is expected to record growth double than that of the GDP. At R R Kabel Limited, we have consistently delivered high-quality products, driven continuous product innovation, and leveraged a strong electrician network along with effective digital and physical marketing efforts. These strategies have elevated our position from fifth to fourth in the market in FY24. Moreover, we established ourselves as India's largest exporter of wire and cable, expanding our market share to approximately 10% in FY24. This growth is fueled by recurring B2C exports, direct sales to distributors, and numerous global certification projects, electrification projects. Now, let's discuss the financial and operational highlights of Q4 and FY24. The wire and cable segment remains the cornerstone of our business, contributing significantly to our revenue. In FY24, an impressive 88% of our revenue from operations came from this segment. Concurrently, the FMEG sector has shown consistent growth, with its contribution rising from 7% in FY19 to 12% currently. In Q4 of FY24, we achieved consolidated revenue of ₹1,754 crores, reflecting a growth of approximately 16% on YOY basis. Our EBITDA for the quarter stood at ₹116 crores, while the PAT was INR 79 crores, showing increase of approximately 14% and 21% respectively. For FY24, we posted record consolidated revenue of rupees 6,595 crores, demonstrating a growth of approximately 18% on YOY basis. Our operational EBITDA for the financial year reached to rupees 463 crores, showcasing a remarkable growth of 43% YOY. Additionally, our PAT surged from rupees 190 crore in FY23 to rupees 298 crores, reflecting a notable growth of 57%. This increase in EBITDA and PAT is due to marginal increase in contribution margin and an overall operational efficiency, with EBITDA and PAT margins standing at 7% and 4.5% respectively. Focusing on segment-wise performance, our wire and cable business recorded a revenue of rupees 1,523 crores in Q4 of FY24 compared to rupees 1,341 crores in Q4 of FY23 and rupees 5,830 crores in FY24 compared to rupees 4,959 crores in FY23. Marking a significant growth of approximately 14% and 17% respectively. This growth is primarily attributed to increase in volume by 20% in Q4 and in FY24, given by our focused approach to capturing demand from infrastructure development and emerging sectors. The EBIT increased by 20% in Q4 FY24 and by 43% in FY24, reaching INR 132 crores and INR 504 crores respectively. Due to cost reduction and operational efficiency, export played a pivotal role, contributing significantly and accounting for 26% of our total revenue in FY24, further increasing our export revenue share by 3% compared to FY23. In the FMEG business segment, we achieved revenue of rupees 231 crores in Q4 FY24 and rupees 765 crores in FY24, representing growth of approximately 31% in Q4 FY24 and approximately 19% in FY24. This growth was driven by expanding distribution and retail networks, significant e-commerce growth, successful new product launches, and the brand transition from Luminous to other which enhanced consumer confidence and brand awareness. Our gross margins grew in FY24 compared to FY23 due to a favorable product mix and the procurement efficiency. New product launches have contributed 18% to our top line, and we are working efficiently to achieve break-even in the near future. During FY24, the company maintained its working capital days at 64 days, ensuring the short-term financial obligations and expenses are met while contributing the longer-term business objectives. The company remains committed to sound inventory management practices and has made improvement in receivable days. We are already undertaking capacity additions with the primary focus on power cable to improve margins as part of our comprehensive self-funded capex plan of rupees 500 crores, which will be completed by March 25. This plan includes doubling our power cable capacity, expanding copper wire production, including e-beam facility and PVC compound manufacturing facility. The company is already taking initiative to deliver high-quality products and ensure safety and environmental compliance. In FY24, we increased our international product certification from 35 to 38, which will help us to further strengthen our footprints globally. Additionally, our long-term growth delivers drivers includes resilient commercial real estate, rural electrification, and increasing share of organizational sector and government initiatives. We are also focusing our R&D as emerging sectors, developing products such as EV charging cables, smart fans, and designer lights. With this, I would like request to open the floor for question and answer. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shubham Agrawal from Axis Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Shubham, may I request you to please unmute?
Yeah. Am I audible now?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. I thank you for the opportunity. Just a few questions from my side. First, I just want to check why, you know, what is the margin improvement in buyers, specifically EBIT margin improvement in buyers in Q4 of FY24, and you know what kind of margin expansion do you expect in FY25 and 26? That's the first one.
Yeah. So if you see in FY24, our EBIT margins in wire and cable segment has improved by almost 140 days. And going forward also, we are expecting to improve by another 120 bps in FY25.
So on FY24, you expect a 120 bps improvement in FY25, that's right?
In FY24, it's around 140 bps, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in over FY24 and FY25, you expect 120 bps.
Yeah, 100 to 120 bps in range of that.
Yeah. 100 to 120, that's it. And, you know, where do you expect to go in the
States? Sorry, Shubham, I'm not getting your voice clear. Can you repeat this?
Yeah, am I audible? Okay, I'll just repeat. Actually, I'm saying the 120 bps expansion that you are expecting in FY25, what will drive this? Will it be new product? Are you expecting to add new products? Export margins are improving, or are you increasing prices in the domestic market? What is leading to this margin expansion in FY25? And similarly, should we expect further margin expansion in FY26 also? That's the question, actually. I hope this is clear.
So, now I got your question. So this expansion margin will be driven by two, three factors. One is, as you tell, higher value-added product in our export market. Secondly, due to operational efficiency levels, whatever volume gain, volume we will increase, so there will be margin expansion also. And thirdly, even in domestic also, there will be price movement to some extent in few of the products. And fourth, as our power cable capacity will enhance, that also will bring operational efficiency in power cable at rate front also and supply front also. And going forward also, though it will be too early, but of course we have our plans to improve margins in FY26 and further also.
Got it. So in exports, you said your operation, the margins will improve if your exports grow. My sense was that the margins, the wire margin in export business would be lower than the overall company level margins. Is that understanding correct? And if not, then is it higher? I mean, the export margins are higher than the average company level margins.
So your understanding is correct. In wires, we have lesser margins in compared to domestic. But now going forward, what happens, like in exports also, share of cable exports or high-value products are increasing. That's why there will be overall margin improvement in exports also.
Got it. Very clear. And now just coming down to the FMEG margins, you know, we were earlier expecting a break even in FY25. I think given the numbers that we see in Q4 of FY24 also, I mean, is that still on the cards, break-even in FY25, or what is the expectation for the margins of this business and growth in FY25 and 26?
So, Shubham, like if you see in this year, though we have grown in our revenue front also around 20%, which is higher than industry average, going forward also we are expecting a growth of 25% or approximately top line of 1,000 crore. But there also we will try to break even, but it seems that we may reach at break even in another 4 to 5 quarters.
So you mean FY25, Q1 or Q2 will end up seeing a break even?
Yeah.
And that would be a sustainable break even, not
the Q1, Q2 of FY26.
Heavy quarter. Yeah, FY26, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And then that will be a sustainable break even.
Yes, of course.
Margins will expand QOQ. Okay.
Sure.
Got it. Okay. Now, just the growth in the domestic wire and cable business has been quite low at, you know, 4% YOY in Q4. When we compare it to industry peers also, it seems a bit low. What has actually transpired here and, you know, why aren't we able to grow in line with the peers?
So, again, if I talk about volume level, because in this quarter also at volume level, we are, our wire has grown by 15% and cable at 30%, giving consolidated growth of 20%. So though, like wire is growing at lesser speed, but still it is growing at 15%, which is good.
It's the copper price, wire copper price.
Sorry, I want to say this is domestic versus export.
Oh, sir, I actually missed the answer, to be true. I'm just saying domestic wire and cable growth was 4% YOY in Q4. When I compare it to the results of your peers, it seems low. So to this, my understanding is that what you answered is that your volume growth has been high, but your value growth has been low. Is that right?
Yes.
Saying something else. Okay, got it. Cool. And domestic, I mean, going forward, will your exports continue to grow higher than your domestic market in wires and cables?
Yeah, as of now, we are growing more in export, and in near future also, it's looking that export is growing at a bit higher speed. But overall, when we are achieving 20% growth, this will be a mix of domestic as well as export. There may be some difference in growth between domestic and export, but more or less, we are targeting on overall growth.
Okay, and despite the mix, the margins will improve?
Yes, yes. Margins are there, what I already explained, the improvement of 100-120 basis points.
Yes. Yes, but that's all. I'll just get back in the queue for more questions later.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aniruddha Joshi from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. 2-3 questions. We have seen definite increase in copper prices. It's a pretty high increase. So how do you see the price hikes that we and the industry would have taken in past, let's say, 2-3 months? Also, if the metal cycle continues to remain on uptrend for, let's say, a sizable number of months, so what has been the historical experience? Means, during a metal upturn, whether the revenues as well as the profitability both goes up for the company and the industry, or how should we think about that on those line? And third, in terms of the, since copper is a really large raw material for us, what is the internal thought process on the likely inflation in copper prices over, let's say, next 3 months to 6 months to next 2 years? Yeah, that's the question from my side.
Yeah, Aniruddha. So we have seen very high volatility in last copper prices in last 2-3 months, and like it has gone as much as high as $10,900 on LME, and now again, it came down to $10,200 or $300 also. But in longer horizon also, as per various reports available, it seems that it will be in higher trend only. As much as our profitability is concerned, see, this is mechanism of passing on the price to consumer, since it is my raw material is directly linked with LME. So we will be able to pass on these prices to our consumers in a phased manner. And at the same time, we also expect higher volumes, because whenever there is high volume trend, we have seen growth in demand also. I hope this will answer your query.
Okay. So, sir, means again, just clarifying, whenever the commodity prices go up, do we look at maintaining percentage margins, or do we look at maintaining profit per kg or profit per ton per se? Means I mean, let's say if we look at maintaining profit per ton, then eventually margin may reduce. Overall profitability may increase in absolute terms, but the margins may reduce. So do we take that approach, or generally we try to maintaining the margins?
No, it will be like improvement on a combined basis. So though in percentage, absolute percentage will not be maintained, but at the same time, even profit per kg or per metric ton will also improve. So it will be a combination of both. In between, like, if there is effect of direct price reduction by if price increase by 10%, then it doesn't mean that my profit will reduce by 1%, but there may be some impact of say 0.5% or so. But anyway, our absolute margin in terms of value per kg also and overall margins will also increase.
Okay, understood, sir. And the last question. Now, in terms of the total capacity expansion, because FY24, while everybody has done well, including us, there were a lot of capacity constraints also in the industry. Now, Havells' capacity is coming on stream, and others are also, including us, expanding the capacity. So, how do you see the capacity expansion in the industry level from FY24 to, let's say, 25 or 26? And do you see the similar demand, means whether the capacity expansion will outpace, or do you see demand outpacing the even the capacity expansion?
So we have seen very good demand in industry at overall level, and good thing that Indian economy is doing good. Even from international markets also there are huge demand. So even if we see from smaller to medium or long term view also, it is very good demand. Whatever capacity is coming in the industry, I think there will be sufficient scope to grow for everyone, because at this time capex, we are going through a good capex cycle, and which is sustainable for another 5-10 years.
No sir, in terms of industry capacity, if you can indicate how much it would have gone up, let's say 20%, 30%. In terms of overall the numbers, the overall installed capacity.
So I do not have that kind of data, but yeah, I think all are going through a good major expansion, but still there is enough room, whatever capex, because this capex time itself is 18 to 24 months, and whatever capex is coming in the industry, this will cater the demand of another 2 to 3 years.
Okay, sure sir. Very helpful. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, team. Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations for a great set of numbers. The question I had in mind was if you could talk a little bit about your retail touch point. Where are we compared to what we were 2 years or 3 years back? What is the target, what we have in mind over next 2-3 years? And secondly, how much overlap is there with respect to the FMEG within these retail touch points?
So in retail touch points, we have around 1,44,000 retailers, around 7,900 dealer and distributors. And in wire and cable, especially, we have more than 450,000 electricians, which is backbone of our industry, especially in building wire segment, because they are the biggest influencer in our sector. So if you see journey of our last 3 to 4 years, we have done very significant work to establish this network and making strong footprints in all over India. At the same time, in FMEG also, the retailers are part of this 1,44,000, but specifically in FMEG also, we have increased our retailers by more than 10,000, in particular in previous year, FY24 itself. And this will help us to make base for our future growth.
And any particular target you have in mind, like this has to grow at 20%, 10%, 5%, or anything of that sort?
Not exactly in numbers, especially in distributor and dealer network. Now we want to increase the depth of our network rather than numerical expansion. And later it will be natural growth in electricians and retailer network.
Understood. And just an additional question to that, how much of the billing, the secondary billing, from the dealer or distributor to the retailer, is captured in our systems? Is it fully available to us, or we don't have access to that? And when you say increase the depth, any particular thought, strategy you want to elaborate on that? Okay.
Actually, when we say about secondary tracking, we are the only company who has 100% digitalized program to track our secondary sales. Majority of our secondary sales and electricians, influencers, we are capturing on our program. And we have very good amount of data about distribution or distribution pattern or new market development, which is helping us to grow. And also, it will be a very good base for future to plan our sales and marketing strategy.
Got it. Just a clarification with respect to the FMEG overlap with wires and cables. Would you be able to quantify how much of the, you know, the channel partners are also FMEG channel partners for us?
So, at distributor and retail network, distributor and dealer network, there is hardly any overlap. Maybe 5% overlap may be there. At retailer level, we do not have exact data right now for both overlap, but still both channels are quite different.
Understood. And just to check on the capex, you want to quantify what is the capex one should work with for FY25 and 26?
So, like earlier, our working was for FY24 and 25 combined, which was 500 crore. Now we are working on future capex, so capex of FY26 to 28, and this will be, we will work out and inform it at later stage.
FY24-25, 500 crore stage.
Yeah, so out of that major part already run, and this will be completed by March 25. Like almost we'll get the new capacity few in September 24 and additional capacities by April 25.
Understood. Just last question, if I may, sir, you know, would you be able to quantify, you know, in terms of our raw material mix, how much would be copper, how much would be aluminium? Would that be like 80-90% copper and 5-10% aluminium, or could be different?
No, so from quantity point of view, I can say, Malava, like almost 70% is copper and 30% is aluminium, approximately.
Understood. This is very helpful, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, can you just a clarification on what you had given about the volume growth of 15 and 30%? That is of a segment wire and cable or a domestic and export?
That is on wire and cable.
For a Q4?
No, on yearly basis.
Okay. And how is the domestic and the export volume numbers?
It's around 12% and 30%.
12 and?
38, sorry. 12 and 38. My pardon.
Okay. And one export side, your yearly contribution is nearly 26%. And I heard in the media that you are talking about 30 to 35% of a contribution in the years to come. And also the wire contribution is on the higher side in the export. Is that impact your margin on overall basis way forward with the increase in
First, I would like to clarify that 20% export share is at company basis. So when I see it only wire, then it is almost at 29 to 30%. And this may go up to 35%. And secondly, whatever increase we are making in exports, it is in cable side plus high value added products. This will improve my margins in overall business segment.
Okay, so whatever the incremental will come is come from the cable side of export.
Cable or high value added wires also. And there are few products where we have good valuation even in wire segment also.
Okay. Second, if you can give the FY24, you know, the segment contribution, wire how much contributed and cable how much contributed to your volume and value?
So it's by value it is 70-30. 70% it comes from wire and 30% from cable.
Value mix.
Yeah, value.
Okay. On the you know, the FMEG side, because you had given very good growth.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. May I request you to please use your handset?
Yeah, I'm talking from headset only. So, is it clear? Is this loud?
Now it's better.
Yes, sir.
Okay. On the FMEG side, for fourth quarter as well as for a year, you had given a very strong growth if I look at our industry. Can you please give some more color on these growth from where you are getting in? How much is the contributions right now for your different segments like a fan, light? It will be more helpful, sir.
So in year FY24, we have seen growth of almost 20% at overall level. Fan being the biggest contributor in our overall revenue, it is contributing 45% in our revenue, while 40% contribution comes from lighting and 15% comes from switchgear and appliances. And in lighting, since we have seen a very sharp drop in prices, so in volume, though we have grown by more than 20%, but in value terms, we have grown by 8%. And in fan, our revenue has grown by more than 16%.
Okay, 16% in the value terms of fan.
And contributing 45% in our overall revenue of FMEG.
Okay. And the way forward also guidance of, the 20% plus of a guidance, 25% of a growth guidance in this segment, you are expecting your contribution to maintain at this level or you are expecting the switches segment to grow faster and contribution to change in coming years?
So in FMEG segment itself, there may be some variation against overall growth of 20 to 25%. But that will hardly impact, though, because like switch is very small segment that is expected to grow at much higher speed, but since base is low, so that will on overall it will contribute not that much.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Srinidhi Karlekar from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. Just a couple of questions on the cable business. Would it be possible to share how much has been the value and the volume growth in the cable business for full year 24?
In cable business, more than 20%. 30% in cable and 12% in 12% in wire, approx. But these are approx figures because I do not have exact breakup. But cable is, of course, it is increasing at much higher speed than wire.
And this is value growth, sir, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's in value because, in cable, again, we have both copper and aluminum. And since aluminum is low value material, aluminum, so there may be some impact.
Right. Okay.
Overall, in volume, 12%, our wire and cable has grown in domestic and export by 38%.
Right. And sir, you said 30% of your cable and wire business comes from cables. Would it be possible to share how much of the cable business comes from domestic market and how much it comes from export market?
So currently, it is coming more from domestic market. Export is slowly, gradually it is improving.
But would it be like more of 90-95 domestic still?
No, not. If I talk only about power cable, then it's like almost 85% from domestic and 15% from export as of now.
Okay. Yeah. And so just want to confirm the guidance on the cable and wire business. You're guiding for a 20% volume growth for the financial year 25. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and even despite the copper inflation, you are reasonably confident that 100 to 120 basis points margin improvement should be possible. Is that correct?
So this is based on general assumption. If there is 5 to 10% variation in prices, then we can achieve this kind of growth. If anything very abnormal, say 30-40% up or down, then of course there will be changes. But by just basis assumption of 10% plus or minus, in raw material prices, still we'll be able to have this range of 100 to 120 bps improvement in margins.
like for in a hypothetical situation like copper remains where it is, you think that 100-120 basis points is possible? Yeah?
Yes, 100 basis is possible.
Right. And similarly, FMEG is guiding 1000 crore full year 25 revenues, eh?
Yeah, 1000 crore FMEG 25.
Right. So here's a lot of acceleration that you are expecting in growth rate. Would it be possible to share what is really driving this optimism?
So if you see, like we have introduced this new products in fan category, also in switch gears we are coming with new range, matlab we are expanding our product range. And at the same time, whatever investment we are doing in establishing our brand RR Signature, so we are hopeful to achieve this figure of 1000 crore in FY25.
Thank you for answering my question and all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Manoj Gori from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So, as per our calculations, domestic growth during the quarter on YOY basis seemed to be on the lower side. If our calculations are correct, can you share some thoughts over there?
So, I think we have given volume growth in overall basis in our presentation also. If you refer slide, just give me a minute. Slide 21, where in volume terms in Q4 on YOY basis, we have grown by 20%.
I'm just referring to the domestic business, because if I do the calculation based on the export contribution and if I do the subtraction, so probably on that basis, I was just referring to...
So in that case also in volume, our domestic growth is around 12% and export is around 40%.
Okay, even during the current quarter?
Yeah, in compared to YOY basis.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so when we are talking about 20% volume growth during FY25, and so are we seeing any disruption because of the elections, or probably business is as normal? And so if you look at probably the volume growth again seem to be at 20%. So what gives you the confidence that probably we would be able to achieve that? And whether it would be largely your real estate-led demand or probably cables would be the major growth driver over here?
So see, when we talk about 20% volume growth, this is based on our previous growth or previous experience, and particularly now this time industry is going through a very positive phase, and demand is in domestic as well as export market also. Secondly, even when we see the growth, what we achieved during previous year, and now since we are doing major expansion in our cable, so growth in cable will be higher than wire industry, but overall it will be like 20%.
Right, sir. So lastly, sorry if I'm making you repeat, can you throw some light, like probably when you talk about break-even in FMEG, so what would be the major triggers, and lastly, how has the transition been, or probably how the progress has been from Luminous to RR brand?
So that I think figure itself can show that we have grown by more than 3 to 3.5x of industry growth. Okay. Like industry has hardly grown by 4 to 5% and we have achieved the growth. And this was due to the smooth transition of brand also, and now since we are focusing to make our brand RR Signature as a key brand for premium products. So going forward, one, we are quite confident to achieve this revenue top line growth of 1000 crore. At the same time, due to consolidation of expenses, due to gross margin improvement, we are expecting this break even in the another 4 to 5 quarters.
Right, sir. Thank you, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur from HDFC Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thanks for your time as always. First, from the FMEG business, clearly top-line growth has been fairly strong. close to 30%, but your losses have actually gone up, to about 8.5%. While I would have expected that with, higher volumes and increase in top line, losses actually start coming down. So is it, is it higher ad spend? Is it more discounting? Just trying to understand what's going on, why the losses have actually gone up.
So Ankur, if you see even in this period when we have grown at more than 20%, when lighting prices were down by almost 25% in last year, still we have seen improvement in our gross margins by almost 190 bips. Though at EBIT level, it has improved by only 190 bips only. And the reason that since we are going through a transition phase, so we are consolidating our distribution network, we are having higher spend on our advertising. So the impact is not that much visible. But the same things will work in our next year. So we will see significant improvement in our margin, particularly in percentage terms.
Sure. And that drives your expectations of a break even in the next 3 to 4 quarters. Right?
4 to 5 quarters. Yeah.
Okay. And so just, I missed this, but, of the total wire and cable sales, how much was exports FY24? Did you say 29%?
Yeah, 29% within that wire and cable segment.
Okay. So clearly exports have grown much faster than domestic for you, right? In 24, I think about 30% growth on value terms, and domestic has grown by about 12%, right? If I get my numbers right.
Yeah, that was told right.
Okay. And so could you just help us on your export market, some more sense, how are they doing? Some of your key markets, Middle East, some of these markets, how are they doing? How's the inquiry or the order book there, and any impact of the Red Sea crisis here?
Here we have seen very good demand from all over the export markets, particularly from Europe and Middle East, which are the biggest market for us as well now also. At the same time, we have also seen good demand for cable, particularly cable and new high value added products. So it is growing at a more higher pace than domestic.
And just one last question, in terms of the mix between your domestic business, between wire and cable, would that remain in that 70-30 ratio, or do you believe that could change given even cable demand has been extremely strong when we talk to some of your peers? How do you see that, say, over the next couple of years? Or?
So this will come down from 70-30. It may come down to maybe after 2 years, it can come around to maybe 60-40 or 62-38, something like that, because we are having more expansion in cable and demand is also more.
I get it. And margins would also be better in cable, or would that be almost the same in both wire and cable?
So margins, if you talk currently in cable, there are lower margins, but the reason being we are at lower efficiency level or lower capacity also. So once we have the scale, then margins will also improve in cable as well.
Okay, got it. Okay, great. Thank you so much. All the best.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanidhya from Unicorn Assets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So my question is very specific to the EBITDA margin. So if you compare to our peer like Polycab, which is the largest player in the market, so its EBITDA margin this quarter was somewhere between, this year we can say somewhere between 14% to 15% EBITDA level on wires and cables. Maybe the mix is different. While ours were somewhere 8.5, 8.6. So how do you see road down the line? Is it due to the operational OPEX that we are not getting due to capacity expansion, which the larger capacity versus the lower capacity, or is it the pricing power that we have? Like Polycab has a more pricing power in the domestic market because it is more towards the B2B and all these sets. How do you see that?
No, it's not exactly to deal with pricing power. Of course, volume plays a role, but still, if you see the thing that we have improved our margins by 140 bps in this year or another 140 bps improvement. So this is continuous journey. Earlier also I have explained why our margins are lower, but now going forward, we are expecting to reach at 10.5 to 11% kind of EBITDA margins in another next 2 to 3 years.
that's okay, but that's right. I mean, but from 10.5 or 11% to a 14-15%, how do you see that gap, so much of a gap? Like, something is definitely missing that Polycab is doing, we are not doing, maybe.
No, but see, based on our experience in this industry, the range of 10.5 to 11 is quite sustainable and achievable growth. But other figures I cannot comment right now. But 10.5 to 11 with the sustainable growth and continuous growth with high value standard is quite good achievement, I think.
Okay. And secondly, on the copper prices, so we have seen a surge from 8,100, 300 to almost 10,000 plus of LME copper. So, does it really impact our margins in the last 2 months or in the coming quarter? Will it affect our margin?
No, I will not say it will impact us, but there will be like impact, or there will be like some lag impact on our profitability. But let's see, because it will take some time to settle the prices, because the surge is like was on both sides. We have seen like increase by 30%, then 6-8% downside also. So yeah, we have to see on overall average basis. So on still on overall basis, copper prices have increased by almost 15% only. So that is not that much extraordinary.
Thank you. The last question is from the line of Harsh Mulchandani from Chris PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Wanted to understand that, you know, our peers have guided for long capex for next 2 to 3 years. So do we have plans for capex beyond FY25, and would we see a larger quantum of capex going forward, since even you iterated on the call that we are seeing a good capex cycle for next 5 to 10 years?
So it's like already what capex we have announced 2 years back, we are like yet to complete that by March 25, and which can meet my 2 years growth plan. And now by next quarter, we are planning or working on the another capex cycle of next 3 years, which can meet the demand of another 5-6 years. So we are continuously working on capex plan. Historically also, if you see, like, we were always in expansion mode, so it will continue.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sri Gopal Kabra for closing comments.
I would like to thank each and every on behalf of RR Kabel Limited. Thank you very much.
On behalf of RR Kabel Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.